was my pleasure to sit down with Jing Yang at San Diego Comic-Con, talk a little Superman. He's currently writing Action Comics, and he definitely brings a unique perspective to the title and to the character. So I'll let you listen to the interview and hear what Gene has to say, the things he has in common with Superman and the themes he wants to explore. It was a real pleasure to talk to Gene, a very approachable creator. If you run into him at a con, be sure and say hi. Go ahead and check out the interview, and I'll talk to you next time.
Hey, this is Jace from The Comic Source here Thursday, San Diego Comic-Con with Gene Yang.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Jace.
Writer for Superman.
That must
be exciting.
It's been crazy. It's been kind of a nutty thing. I'm a lifelong superhero fan, so to get to work on the very first superhero, the character that started the genre, has just been a thrill.
So how were you approached about the chance to write Superman?
Well, I have no idea what happened, actually. My agent had had some kind of a lunch meeting, I think,
okay,
with some of the folks at DC, and this is what came out of it.
And so when
I was not at that lunch meeting, so I don't know.
And when your agent brought you the idea, it was a no-brainer. You just jumped.
I wouldn't say it was a no-brainer. I mean, my stomach dropped, you know,
because
it's really intimidating.
Deal.
Yeah, it's huge. So I thought about it, and then I said yes. I just felt like if I said no, I would have punched myself in the face. Right.
Okay. So then you started working on the pitch, and what was that like? I mean, you want to tell the story you want to tell, but it's an iconic character that has some legacy and history behind it, so you obviously can't go in and do anything you want.
Yeah, well, Superman is popular enough that he's part of four books. So he's in Superman, which I'm writing, Action Comics, in Batman, Superman, and Superman, Wonder Woman. Four books. So early on, I got on the phone with the creative teams behind those other three books, and we just had a talk. We were given a mandate by the higher-ups at DC that they wanted us to shake up Superman's life.
Okay.
So we talked and talked over multiple sessions. We came up with what is now the true storyline.
Okay, and so you're bringing something a lot different, and I feel like maybe it has to do with your upbringing. You're first generation American?
Yeah, I am. My parents are immigrants.
Right.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of that in a lot of non-native, a lot of immigrant sensibility story so far.
I kind of think that was part of Superman from the very beginning. You know, the creators of Superman were the children of immigrants. They were sons of immigrants, Jewish immigrants.
Right.
So I think embedded in his character from the very beginning was this idea of a dual identity, which is a reality for the children of immigrants, right?
Right.
Like a lot of us, we speak one language at home, another one at school. One name at home, another one at school. We have to figure out negotiate these two different sets of expectations. So that was the aspect of Superman that I was most drawn to. But I mean, it was kind of there from the very beginning.
Right. And also, that same aspect was also in the Man of Steel movie. Do you feel there's any kind of overlap with some of the feeling of that, of being an outsider that we saw in that movie? Are you bringing some of that sensibility to the book? Do you feel?
Well, I think anytime you work on a character like Superman with such a long legacy, what you're looking for is you're looking for that overlap between your own writer's voice and who that character is, right? So that overlap for me may share something with the Man of Steel movie,
right? And being an immigrant, because that's where,
yeah, absolutely,
right.
Being an immigrant, being a little bit of an outsider. Yeah.
But a lot of people felt that movie was very dark. Superman's a symbol of hope. I haven't felt so far that your story has gone that direction. I feel that he's still that symbol of hope. Is that something you want to stress throughout, even though maybe he feels like an outsider? Some people maybe feel betrayed because he had the secret identity, but can he still be that symbol of hope?
I think Superman will always be a symbol of hope. People wear the S as a symbol of hope, right?
Right.
So I don't know if I do dark very well.
Okay.
If you read my other stuff, I think there are dark moments in my other stuff, but I don't know if anybody would describe me as having a dark sensibility. I do think that we are going to put Superman in some dark places, but ultimately the core of him will always be the same. He'll always be somebody who never gives up. He will always be somebody who puts others before himself.
Looks on the bright side.
Yeah, absolutely.
As it should be.
Yeah.
As it should be. I wonder if you could talk a little bit about how you keep him fresh. Like you said, he's got a long history. He's been around for a long time. People have talked about him actually being one of the harder characters to write because he's so powerful. How do you challenge him? So I feel like you have done that on an intellectual and emotional level with revealing his identity as Clark Kent. But how do you feel that you're keeping it fresh? Is it having him a little bit less powerful with being depowered with his new solar flare power? Is that a part of it?
And yeah, I mean, that's again something that I talked a lot about when I was part of that team,
right?
Those team meetings, you know, like we just discussed what it means for Superman to be part of this new century. So one of the things that we have him run up against is this idea that, you know, back when he's created, information could be contained.
Right.
You could keep secrets a lot easier than you can today. And nowadays, information is free flowing. It's almost impossible to keep a secret. So how does that affect the biggest secret in the DC universe? That's part of what Truth comes out of. The other thing we want to talk, we talked about a lot, is how, you know, at his core, he's not really broken. Superman has always been about fighting for the little guy.
Right.
And nowadays, with the things that are going on with society, with you know, growing inequality and a bunch of different facets of society, we need Superman more than ever.
Right.
So the depowering that we're doing is less about it's less about making him something new and more about bringing out what he is, you know, the core of who he is.
Even without his powers, he's still going to stand in front of that guy with the gun.
Absolutely, he is. Right. Yeah. He will always stick up for the underdog.
Okay, Gene, just one last question. What other DC heroes are you looking forward to working on now that you're in the fold?
I know. I can tell you what DC heroes I love as a fan.
Okay.
So I've always loved the Fourth World.
That would be interesting to see you do.
I've always loved the Fourth World, especially Mr. Miracle. I think he's one of my favorites. I've always loved Martian Manhunter. I think there's something really interesting about him. And I actually really like the new Mr. Terrific, too.
Oh, cool.
And I also have like this deep love of the Milestone characters that are now folded into the universe.
Cool. Yeah. Well, I really appreciate the time, Gene. Have a good convention.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.